Hello, everyone. I am recording a podcast because it's been an embarrassing amount of time since I've recorded one. So here I am, and I'm out in the streets. You can get all the natural Mexican street noises, although it's pretty quiet right now. So I mentioned in our last post that we have had a lot of personal things we've been catching up on, and that has meant a lot of traveling around, and we've had errands to do in several different cities in the area, actually. And you may think, Mexico City, yeah, that's traffic, right? But it's obviously more than just traffic. For example, you've got police that are stopping people and or trying to keep the traffic going. You're driving and trying to sometimes avoid people that are in the middle of the road trying to sell things, especially when traffic slows down, but then when it gets going, sometimes they don't necessarily get exactly out of the way. You got motorcycles zipping along the line between the lanes of traffic, and you're watching out for them. And flooding is a big thing around here that can slow down traffic, and all of a sudden you have a flash flood and there's a lake you're driving through, and that just slows everybody down. So that can be a big deal, especially for people coming home from work in the afternoon in rainy season here in Mexico City. The other day we went into Mexico City, and on the way back we were avoiding a sinkhole that was in one of the major traffic areas of Mexico City. So we're trying to drive around and figure out how to avoid that. And we drove up over a bridge and got completely stuck in traffic. And all of a sudden, both of our cell phones started making noises. And what was it? It was an earthquake warning. And it's one of those places you don't particularly want to be, on top of a bridge, stuck in traffic during an earthquake. Now, thankfully, it was not a big one, and I'm not sure if it even really affected Mexico City at all. But, you're thinking, all right, so do we get out of the car and try and get down? There's really not much you can do. But we're glad to see there weren't a lot of people dashing out of buildings all around us. So thankfully it wasn't a big deal, but it's always interesting when things like that happen when you're stuck in the middle of traffic. So yes, a lot of time on the road lately, and we had to go to the capital city of our state. Now you may think that's Mexico City, but actually it's not. Mexico City covers is in parts of three different states, but the capital of our state, which is Mexico State, is Toluca. So basically we're on the other side of Mexico City from Toluca. So we had to drive through Mexico City to get there, and we had to be there first thing in the morning. So with all those things we just mentioned that can happen on the road, and I didn't mention all of them, like there can be animals on the road. Saw a horse going down the road here in East Toluca the other day. And there are so many different obstacles that I haven't even mentioned. But anyway, we had to be there first thing in the morning, so we thought, yeah, better to maybe combine this with some other errands, and we'll go the night before, stay overnight, and we'll be there first thing in the morning. So it was a great idea, and this was for some work we had to do on Nathaniel's visa. So we spent the night, and in the morning we got a call from our lawyer, and she told us, yeah, the line is really slow, like there's only two people here, like two officials that are dealing with all the paperwork, and so it's just taking a long time, so don't bother coming too soon, just come at such and such a time. All right, so we weren't in a rush, although we were kind of hoping that we could get out of there a little earlier because we knew we'd be going back through Mexico City during rush hour, which isn't very fun. But then she called back a few minutes later and said, yeah, so now I know why there's only two people here. The person who's supposed to do part of the paperwork, confirm part of the paperwork, isn't here today. They should have told us. They didn't tell anyone. But here they have the office open, and yet if you need to get your visa taken care of, you actually can't do it because the right person's not here. Oh, okay. So It wasn't her fault, of course, and absolutely nothing we could do about it. So we drove back home, and we'll be going back again. Thankfully, the part of the process has already started, so we shouldn't have to make an appointment well in advance. But anyway, these are the kinds of things, simple things that you have to do, often become very complicated. And it sounds like it's, you know, maybe not a big deal doing this, that, and the other thing, but things can kind of add up after a while. So we've definitely had our adventures. Anyway, that's just a little glimpse into kind of normal life, and lots of things that can cause things to take longer, as I'm sure everybody knows. But we have our own unique reasons why some things take longer here in the central urban area of Mexico. Anyway, hope you're all doing well. Thanks for listening, and who knows, maybe I'll be able to do some more multimedia in the future, and talk to you again. Bye for now.